Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about female mindset. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, sorry I didn't put a video last night. The only reason I didn't is because I was going around kidnapping people for my sex dungeon. Yes, friends, would you like to see a video about that? Oh, yes, the things that I do. Yes, friends, that's what happens when you piss me off. You go join my menagerie of minions. Anyways, enough about me. This is about women and their fucking filthy mind. Yay! Let's bring up a clip, right, friends? Oh, man, I'm fucking full of fucking fun times today, ain't I, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. Yes, look at the mindset of this nigger bitch. Yes, she loves it when men spend money on her, but she hates it when men are around her spending the money with her. Yeah, what kind of fucking mentality is that? I don't know. Well, let's hear it from the whore's mouth, right? Let's roll.
I like men that spend money on me and don't bother me. I don't like men that only spend money on me when they're in my presence.
Yes, ain't that funny that all these women, they love it when you spend all this cash and prizes on them, but yet they hate it when you're around. Oh yeah, they like to parade you around like you're their little fucking pet. But yeah, but do they like it when you're around? Oh no, fucking women, they're so fucking stupid. Yes, and remember, people believe the future is female. Is this really fucking our future? Oh fuck no, fuck this shit. Yes, women deserve to be in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. Why? Because that's how reality works. If you don't like it, well, kill yourself and go tell God that he's an asshole. Too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. Next. Oh yes, in case you don't realize, this is for entertainment purposes only, and don't fucking listen to my delusionals. I'm just insane, okay? So, let's continue with the clip, right?
Guy just called me and asked me what I was doing tonight and if I wanted to go out. I don't have an issue with going out tonight. I'm dressed. I'm about to go out with my friends.
Yes, the issue is that she wants your money minus you. Well, like this chick is pretty and self-entitled and all that good stuff. She thinks that you need to fuck off and just give her money. Gee, she wants a sugar daddy minus the fucking daddy part. Yeah, you want the sugar but not the fucking daddy part? Oh, fuck you, bitch. Just fuck you. Yeah, guys, you really want this kind of woman in your fucking life? This is their mindset, so enjoy.
My issue is, he's only gonna spend money on me if he's there.
Look, honey, sweetheart, baby, look, let's talk. This is you and me, okay? If you want my money, you gotta know this, that you belong to me. How can I give money to someone that's not mine? Yeah, you gotta remember this thing. If you want fucking some money, you're gonna have to do something. Yeah, this is how it works. This is reality. Don't think because you're just a fine piece of ass that it's gonna like open all these doors for you. I know that's what you think and you're expecting that, but reality is here. And yeah, I'm the panacea for this illness, so either take it or go away. Those are your two choices, so fuck you, bitch. Now suck my dick. Let's continue.
Because he's always just trying to like, he's always like, are you hungry? Do you need anything? All this stuff. But
yeah, the guy that's fucking doing all this thing for this chick is a fucking idiot. Yes, why do you treat her like she's your wife? Yeah, more than your wife. Yeah, and she's not even your girlfriend. Hell, I doubt it. This bitch is even a fucking friend. He probably thinks that there's something more, but no. This chick is just talking shit about him. Like, ugh, this guy needs to give me money. Why doesn't he fuck off? Oh, gross. Ew, cooties. Yes, she wants the money, but no cooties. So what are you gonna do, guys? What are you gonna do? I know what I'm gonna do. You better do the same. If not, God damn it, man. You got some problems. Anyways, let's continue.
If I ever say I'm hungry, he wants to pick me up and take me to dinner. Just send me the money.
Man, it's going to be so glorious when we can start fucking hitting women again. Yeah, let's make beating women great again. Yes, this stupid bitch needs to get her ass fucking smashed. Yeah, she's so stupid. She needs pain in her life. Just saying.
It's the same thing for tonight. And I know that if he was to come, he would pay for everything and he'd make sure all my friends got home safe and he'd drive us everything. Even the guy that we're...
Wow, that guy is so much of a fucking simp. He even pays for the fucking other simp that's fucking riding with you guys. What the fuck? This is stupid.
Going out with you would take care of him. But it's like, just send me the money and leave me alone.
You heard her, friends. Just leave her alone. Yes, don't waste your money on people that are ungrateful and selfish. Yes, and women are like that. They have this mentality because they're women that you need to give all these cash and prizes, and because of vagina, you have to do it. Yes, friends, if a woman has given you these fucked up attitudes, or practically all of them do, you just gotta walk away, friends. Don't be stupid. You take your beautiful, sexy self, and you go take it to people that actually deserve your fucking kindness and benevolence. These people are nothing but fucking parasites, and that's what they deserve. Nothing! And you give them nothing, right? Here's another clip, friends. Yes, friends, here's another clip of another nigger bitch talking her in fucking peace. Yes, there is a fucking theme of niggers running around. Yeah, have you noticed that niggers like fucking saying all kinds of shit? To me, they're starting to become like Jews 2.0. Yeah, they later gonna start saying that Yakub promises this land like fucking like 10,000 years ago or some bullshit when they were lizard men or whatever the fuck. Well, anyways, that's another story for another video. This is about this bullshit. Let's roll.
Do you think someone would see you out here and think you're wife material?
Dressed like this.
Yes, friends, look at this. Do you think this bitch is wife material? No, not dressed like that. Fuck no. I think she belongs into my sex dungeon. Yes. Oh, yeah, the things that will make this fucking worthless whore. No, I'm not really into niggers, but it's not about love. It's about power. Yes. Did you know that TFM is doing his little D&D campaign shit? He's making that. That's pretty awesome. Gee, maybe he should have me as his DM. Yeah, Gonzo as Dungeon Master. Yes, you will have fun in my campaigns. Trust me. Well, anyways, I do wish TFM the best, and hopefully does sell like a billion of those damn books. And me, I'm gonna continue doing my shenanigans, right? Let's continue.
This probably not.
Why?
Because I'm dressed like a...
Oh, very interesting.
Hey, whoa, don't censor that word. No, this is what this bitch is. She's a whore. Whore. Don't censor the word. She is a whore. And that's going to be the mother of your future children. Enjoy.
But I'm young and I'm turned, so maybe...
No, bitch, those are not justifications for you to be a whore. Yes, where is your father, I wonder? Don't worry, I'm foreshadowing, you will find out. Sad day we live in. Anyways, enjoy!
In a couple years.
When would you want to settle down?
Like 20.
Oh, she wants to be a mommy at the age of 25. Gee, isn't that when you start entering, you know, the wall? Yeah, is that the wall territory at 25? Yeah, I'm sure she still look pretty, but you know, that's when you start seeing cracks in the veneer. Anyways, let's continue.
Five.
So maybe 5-6 years of partying, dressing like a whore.
Yeah, alright, I can say it, but you can't.
Oh, that bitch is getting butt hurt because you call her a whore. She doesn't like it. Well, I don't give a fuck. You are a whore. Yes, you do some fucking whorish things, so fuck you. I call him like I sees him. If you don't like him, then change your fucking ways. If not, you're a whore. Too bad, so sad. Better luck next time.
You can't say it though.
Dressing like a young, sexually liberated. Okay, we could...
Oh, she's an entrepreneur. I thought you were a whore. Yes, the currency that she's fucking going after is semen. Enjoy.
We can go with that on opposite day.
Yeah.
What question should I ask to the next person?
Do they have a dad?
Do you have a dad?
I do. He's dead.
Well, you see, what happens when the father is not in the home? They become whores. Yes, friends, it's a bad thing when your lovely daughter becomes a prostitute. But what can you do? That's the day and age that we live in. Yes, friends, so instead of trying to chase that woman, you should start chasing excellence, because that's better than these women. Yeah, you just gotta wait until we get to change their mindset. That's the future, yes. So just do it the best thing that you can, and ensure the future, because this is bullshit. Well, goodbye, friends.
He's dead.
Why?
No, bro.
I shot at him, bro.
You shot at him?
I didn't know.
Oh, I'm gonna know you, right? Bro, I don't know what's going on. And people are saying somebody shot. One's going to arrest him.
He came up around the side, like on the merge. You know where he... What's the one that takes you northbound, eastbound over there?
Where's he going at right now?
He's in the car on the passenger side.
Yeah, no, it's 100%.
I shot at him, dude. I didn't even really have a kid in the car.